Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 291 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty of Iowa, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of boys swimming tonight. My two guests are two of the six seniors on the Ankeny squad, and they celebrated their senior night earlier this week. They have helped the team to a number nine ranking in the latest power rankings with 3,144 points. To my left is an 11-time state qualifier and a 9-time place winner. He is Brock Peterson. Brock, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm doing good.
Hey, you bet. And to my right is a 5-time state qualifier who placed 15th in the 200 individual medley at last year's state meet. He is Finn Stuckerjurgen. Finn, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
Hey, you bet. Well, guys, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. The two of you have helped the team to an overall record of 12-8, including a 2-4 mark in the CIML Conference. On Tuesday, your team dropped a 118-52 decision to number 2 Waukee Northwest, and the Wolves are the fifth top 10 team that you've lost to in a dual meet. Brock, do you feel like the tough schedule that you guys have faced, you know, will benefit you guys in the long run?
Yeah, I see a lot of preparation coming out of those teams, and most of the guys on those teams we'll see in the finals in the state meet. So seeing those in racing against those guys, like getting our strategies done and not getting too ahead of ourselves, it's going to help us at state.
Well, your team also faced number 1 Cedar Falls on January 11th, and you lost to the Tigers by a similar margin, 111-59. Finn, do you think Cedar Falls and Northwest, you know, are clearly the top two teams in the state, and do you think the state meet could end up being kind of a two-team battle for the crown?
I think it's a lot more wide open than it has been in past years. I think those are definitely the two favorites. They're very deep, and they have really good top talent as they go into the state meet. But I think that Valley has some great guys, and really there are top guys spread out all over the state, which is a little bit unique. Over the past decade, I'd say it's been concentrated in one or two teams, so I think that's really excited just for the whole swim community in Iowa.
Well, Brock, you provided your team's lone victory in the meet against Northwest. You won the 100 butterfly in a time of 53.61 seconds. You also took second in the IM in 203.78. You know, were you happy with your swims in that meet?
Yeah, I was, especially how hard we've been training and how we've been working. Those times are right where I need to be. I think with a lot of rest, I'll shoot up here, and so will Finn.
And Finn, you took third in the IM behind Brock in 206.37. You later finished third in the backstroke in 57.79. You know, how did you feel about those swims?
Honestly, I was pretty disappointed in them. I wasn't feeling well that day, and I was hoping to perform a little bit better on our senior night, but I know that we have rest coming and end of season still coming, so I'm excited to just get there and get to the end of season and see what we can do.
Well, you guys obviously swam against each other in the IM. I know that is one of the unique things about this sport, where you're racing against your teammates in addition to your opponent and the clock. You know, Brock, I suppose you guys are just kind of used to that by now, though, right?
Yeah, me and Finn have been going at the 2 IM for a long time now, and I don't know, in practice it gets those when we're going against each other, it gets a little heated, but It pays off in the race.
Well, Finn, when you get in the blocks and you have someone like Brock swimming beside you, you know, do you just have to treat him like any other opponent?
Yeah, but it gets a little personal because you know each other super well. You race next to each other every single day, and so it's one of those things where it's a healthy competition, where obviously we're really good friends and we have fun together at practice. But yeah, he's another competitor, but also I know that when he does well, our team does well, and that's what's really important.
Yeah, you just want to make each other better, right?
Exactly.
Well, I mentioned earlier that it was your senior night on Tuesday, and you guys were recognized along with the other seniors, Tate Brownsberger, Charlie Morrissey, Austin Troyer, and Tanner Young. Brock, was that kind of an emotional night for you?
It was a good night. It was a good celebration. There was definitely, Finn said behind the blocks, is like on the 400, this is the last time swimming in the pool, and that was like, oh, wow, that really hit the heart there. But yeah, it was definitely emotional.
Well, and Finn, I saw in the photos that Jim Howard took for us that there was a group of your friends who showed up for the meet. They had your name spelled out on their chest. You know, did you have any idea that they were going to do that?
I had a little inkling, but I wasn't for sure. And then I heard some hollering while I was behind the blocks. And so, yeah, that was fun to see. You don't really get many people at swim meets, so it was good to have that energy.
Well, do you want to give those guys a shout out? Who all was in that group?
That was Kinnick Voss, Lucas Biroth, Landon Benj, and Oh, who was the fourth?
Shipley.
I thought I recognized Benj. I didn't look too closely at it, but I thought I did recognize Benj. Well, your team will now prepare to swim in the conference meet on Saturday at Johnston, which is also where you guys will be going for the district meet on February 8th. You know, Brock, do you like that pool?
Yeah, it's a nice pool. That pool and Southeast Polk are kind of the same pools, and we've both swam at them multiple times, so we kind of know the environment, and that's going to help a lot.
And Finn, do you think there's a big difference from one pool to the next, or are they all pretty similar?
I think definitely, and especially mentally. Like when you, like I know for me, I've been swimming at the Iowa City pool in big meets pretty much my whole life. So when I walk in there, I know it's game time. And I feel like, yeah, mentally, when you walk into a pool, you know it's time to go. And I feel like Johnson's one of those pools where we can get there and we can go fast.
One of your coach, Dustin Rhodes, told me earlier in the week that you guys were dealing with a lot of different things right now, you know, including tough air quality in the pools. So Brock, was there something going on with the Ankeny pool?
It gets a little hot in there and makes training a little more difficult, but it could help us. I don't know.
Well, Finn, looking ahead to Saturday's meet, this will obviously be a good preview of the state meet. Five of the top nine teams are in the power rankings are going to be there. Mm-hmm. I know this isn't the meet that you guys, you know, want to peak for. So what are you hoping to get out of this meet?
I think, at least for me personally, we have some fun with it. It's a meet where you have good competition, but also, you know, the big prize is 2 weeks later and then 3 weeks later at the state meet. So I think we have some fun with it. We race against people we know, and many of them are on our club teams. And so, yeah, it's just good competition, and you get to race some fast people.
Well, not throughout the season, sometimes coach will put you guys in different events, but is it time to start focusing in on the events that you're going to be swimming later on?
Yeah, I think that's going to happen. I think we might swim a couple off events and then one of our main events at the conference meet. And then, we're focusing in our training specifically on our two individual events and our relays, and less of just the broad training of getting us in shape and being good across the board. So, yeah, the next 3 weeks, we really focus in on those main events.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa. Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, let's talk about where you guys are currently sitting in the rankings. Brock, you are ranked 15th in the butterfly, 17th in the backstroke, and 20th in the IM. You've also swam the breaststroke some more this year, and you're 38th in that event. Now, you've qualified for state twice in three different events, the fly, back, and IM. You know, do you know which events are you're going to try to focus on for this year's state meet, or is that still to be determined?
I think for state meet, I'm going to be doing the two IM and one fly as of right now. That it could change depending on how conference goes. But, yeah, those are the main events that my coach would like to do.
Sure. Well, you've been a top 10 finisher in the fly in each of the last 2 years, so that's the event where you've had the most success. Do you consider that to be your best event, and is it your favorite?
The 2IM's probably my most competitive event right now, and 100 fly is definitely right after it, but those two events I'd like to get in the A final this year for sure.
Well, we'll talk about your goals here in a minute. Finn, you're currently ranked in five different individual events. Your highest rankings are 19th in the IM, 21st in the back, and 25th in the 500 freestyle. You've been a two-time state qualifier in both the IM and the 500 free. So do you think those are the events that you'll be focusing on?
I think I'm going to transition this year into the 100 backstroke and then maintain that 200 IM. It's a really loaded field in the 500 this year, and so I think maybe moving away from that and focusing on the sprint events, which I've been focusing on year-round with my club and then also throughout the season. So I feel like I've really blossomed in that 100 backstroke, so I'm excited to see what I can do on a taper.
Well, I mentioned that you guys will be going back to Johnston for the district meet. Your team is currently the highest-ranked team that will be in that field. Johnston, Ottumwa, and Sioux City look to be the teams that will give you the most competition. Brock, since you guys will be trying to qualify for state, you know, by swimming as fast as possible, you know, would you have preferred to have one of the top teams in your district just to maybe give you more competition?
I think the teams that we have in our district are pretty – there's a couple of strong swimmers that are going to help us out a lot. I guess we'd like to win a district title, and that sounds really nice that, like, we have an opportunity to do that without a powerhouse team being there. But I don't know. There's a couple of swimmers that are going to still be there that are going to push us hard.
Well, Finn, like he just mentioned, you know, it does appear that there's a good chance that you guys could win the team title. You know, is that something that's important to you guys, or is that not really the focus for that day?
I'd say, well, obviously the number one focus at districts is getting as many people qualified for the state meet, but it's always a bonus if you can bring home a banner. And so that's always fun if we can win a district title, and that's not something we've been able to do in our four years so far. So that's something we're looking forward to. And yeah, I think we have great competition. Like our 2IM, I think there's four or five guys there under 203. So that's going to be a great competition, and that'll be a really fun race.
Well, assuming that you guys can safely make it to state in your individual events, you know, let's talk about your goals for that meet now. Brock, you placed ninth in both of your individuals last year, and you also qualified for the B final in both of your events the previous year. So like you just mentioned, you know, I'm guessing your goal is to get into an A final this year, huh?
Yeah. Last year that it stung a little, not being able, those are some close times, and not being able to get in the A final definitely hurt and definitely is motivating me for this year.
And Finn, you did make it into the B final last year. You know, do you feel like this year you want to get into the B final in a couple events, maybe even to an A?
Yeah, my goal is definitely getting to an A final and see what I can do in my other event. Definitely a B final, so final in both events, and hopefully A final in one, if not both.
Well, before I let you guys go, I just wanted to get, you know, an update on your recruiting. Finn, you told me recently that you were in the latter stages of the process. So are you close to making a decision?
I'm very close. I'm probably only a couple days away, so.
Well, keep me posted.
Okay.
We'll do a story on that when that happens. And and Brock, how about you? Where are you at in the process?
As of right now, I will not be swimming in college, but there's still some schools out there that are I'm eyeing, I guess.
Sure. We have one other question before I let you guys go. Obviously, this is going to be the last state meet for the team, and you guys have been in the top 10 the last 3 years. I think it's been like the last 8 years overall that you've been in the top 10. You know, do you feel like the top 10 is a good goal for you guys again this year?
I think the top 10 goal is always good for any year, and you know, you never really know with how teams place and how teams can get into the finals. But yeah, top 10 should be doable.
And Finn, do you think if everything came together for you guys, maybe even the top five would be possible?
I think, yeah, we have a lot of young guys who I think I'm really excited to see on a taper and see what they can do. You never know your freshman, sophomore year, just the energy of the state meet. Some people just blossom in that. And I think we have some guys who are definitely capable of doing that, so I'm excited.
Well, guys, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. Appreciate it. Enjoyed the conversation, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa. When you work with Legacy Realty of Iowa, you're not just getting one of the largest and most trusted real estate agencies in Ankeny, you're partnering with over 75 expert agents who are committed to your success. Whether you're searching for your dream home or selling your property for the best possible price, we offer the right tools, strategies, and support to help you get there. As part of LPT Realty, a national leader in the real estate industry, we combine local expertise with innovative resources to give you an unbeatable advantage. Choose us for an unparalleled service, proven results, and a commitment to your success in every transaction. Legacy Realty of Iowa, where your real estate goals become a reality. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had senior swimmers Brock Peterson and Finn Stugerjergen. I appreciate their time during this busy week. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.